Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
It's the last week of Añejo month, Cody's favorite month of the year.
Oh, thank Galactus, man. I am so over this fucking month. I know I was only on like 2 weeks out of this month, but still, this felt like a long fucking month, man. I got to tell you, searching for these basic-ass Añejos. The selection is sparse as fuck, y'all.
Cody was like, when he found out my schedule and shit, he was like, oh, cool.
I ain't bullshit you. I was like, you say some fun this week.
He's like, so for Añejo too, what you doing, hey, Negro? You gonna be busy, right? He gonna be looking like that dude out of that Batman thing we looked at.
That's exactly how I was.
He's gonna be like, hey JB, you know what? You gonna be busy that week, and the money on the drawer over there. I cheated. I went to go. I bought finally I got the Heaven Hill 90th anniversary bottle.
I saw that.
So fucking good. So it dawned on me, because I spent $200 and something on that bottle, right? And it dawned on me, I said, oh shit, I don't have an Añejo for tomorrow. And I just spent $200 on whiskey. So I started looking,
prioritizing it. There's a very prominent reason why.
I was looking like Batman when he saw a Cyborg got his arm ripped off. They were playing that music. How does it feel? And I was like, I gotta buy another fucking Añejo. I was like, oh shit. So when I went to the counter to go get the bottle, I saw a miniature and I said, oh, bless your heart, $7 minis, bless your fucking heart, man. And I never reviewed it till I said, oh, bless the mini god's heart right now, shit right there. I said, oh, you just saved my wallet. You saved my time and you saved my effort, because if I was to buy a full bottle of Añejo, I might have lost my goddamn shit, to be honest. I'd have been like, And when I say Añejo, I mean regular ass Añejo too, because goddamn. Hey, regular for a fucking reason. Hey, regular than a motherfucker for a reason. And plus, we never got the Cabal one, because, you know, that just.
Yeah, that is what I was hoping for. That's actually what I was holding out for, really. Cause I thought I would have it by now.
Hey, because it's been a month now, right?
Nowhere.
Yes.
You start to see the Hobbit pop up.
But yeah.
Kind of far out.
They far.
Bullshit stores.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, they have stores I don't particularly want to shop at or go at.
Because I could have shipped to me. And you know, for a half second, I actually thought about it. I was like, no, fuck that.
No, especially not when K&L's right down the street from you, and they'll probably get it from what we were told. So,
yeah.
And it's like, because I thought about it too. I'm not going to lie. It was like last second. I was like, I could go get that, because I was in Orange County anyway yesterday. I was like, fuck that. I'm not showing my face in that store and shit. Yeah. So I just went with the miniature. I was like, this is perfect. Because I need to clear space anyway when it comes to liquor, because I want to get rid of some shit I just do not like at all. A lot of it is sitting on this table right now. And it's going to be like in a box, like, you know, when you put on your curb with books and shit and say, please take one. Yeah, it's going to, mine just, sign just going to say, get this shit out of my house. Just take this shit,
get please. Get far the fuck away from
me. Yeah, get it far the fuck away. Don't even try, whatever. I might even sell some Weller bottles, to be honest, too. I think I got enough of those. They like lingering around and shit, so. Weller. A lot of them are older ones, too, people. So, you know, a lot of them are picks as well, too. So, might even get rid of some open bottles as well, too. Give them away for the cheap. Like the cheap, because I need to clear some space for some really rare shit that I'm buying.
You slinging it into that foolproof, my friend? I might snag one of those off you.
One of those Wellers?
Yeah,
I'm saying that too. I'll hold one for you whenever you are ready.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And you get the
foolproof.
You get the co-host edition of a discount.
There we go.
$250
pays to work here. Yeah. No price of $250.
Yeah, that's better than the $350 I was going to charge. Yeah, because I realized my tequila cabinet was full, and I was like, I feel like I haven't even scratched the surface of tequila, so I was like, I got to get rid of some shit to make room for more tequila.
Makes sense.
So, yeah, and there's a lot of shit coming out already. It used to be towards the end of this shit year when shit drops, but over the past 2 years now, it seems like more shit tends to revolve around these areas this time, like right before summer kicks in and right when summer ends or whatever. I guess summer is the low point of when liquor is released and shit, but it's usually
I never really thought about it, but that's actually true.
That April, May is when you get like a few releases that are really fucking good usually too. And then like, you know, that later fall. So I want to just clear some space out of the fucking way. I got to put together some things or some fangs or whatever and shit. Yeah. I was looking at my Colonel Taylor barrel proofs over there and I was like, I think I got enough of those too. I might slang one of those away. The value of those are dropping like crazy. You can find those for like really? $120 now.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they dropping like crazy. You can get it for $120. I'm seeing them at most places, whatever and shit. So I don't know. I don't know if shit I want to get rid of. But anyway, I did get to try just now, actually, the Sazerac Rye 100 proof that just dropped a few months ago or whatever. you definitely take it. It tastes a little bit stronger than most 100 proofs. So got a little kick to it. I don't know. I wasn't that blown away to it. A lot of people seem to enjoy it, but I thought it was really good, but not like – I thought it was lacking a little bit of a unique in depth, if you will, or whatever. I thought it was just pretty simplistic with rye spices and stuff. So I was like, I'm glad I got to try it. They gave it to me in a shot glass to let me try for free. And I got it for – I give it probably like a 2. I didn't really think much about it, whatever. I was like, oh, this is not bad. I'm glad I didn't buy it, but I would give it, I give it the 2 just based on, I think it's like $30 for a foolproof. That's like pretty damn good price. So for that, so, and it's better than $17.92. So, which ain't saying shit really. So,
the greatest foolproof there ever was.
It's the only foolproof. A little cork pop here. So, Añejo month here, people. I got this little miniature here. I'm just going to go ahead and pour it in my glass. Cody, what are you over there sipping on?
So I did not go the mini route this week.
I wish you would have, just to save some money.
Yeah, I probably should have, but we're here now. So, I looked up some things about this bottle because I didn't want to, you know, potentially waste. So I try to get something that may be quality or have a better chance of being quality.
That motherfucker had to do research, people.
Yeah, I'm telling you, but it's fucking Añejo Moss. Did a number.
He was sitting at his computer like the question talking about, hey, wait a minute. I got questions on that bottle.
Because I can't afford to run into another situation like the Arete the other week. Can't do that. Granted, that was a single barrel, but still, fuck that. No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I don't think you'd want
anyway.
It. You know, we got to do our best of the half the year part next
month. Oh, that's right. That's coming up. It's the next month, right?
Next month, yeah. Usually you do it around the end of June. So.
Or beginning of July. We do that.
Yeah, like end of June. It's like last week of June, whatever. But I think I can, we'll probably name like our worst of so far. And I think it's safe to say we kind of have an idea.
Oh, that's my number one. Bar none.
No, she no mystery awful. Behind it, Cody. You know,
no. I'm like in the front.
You want to save it?
Hey, nope. Fuck that. Fuck that poor shit. Awful. Anyway.
What if that cabal is on the same level?
Don't you speak those words to existence? You imagine the cabal fucks up to that extent? I don't know. I wouldn't know what to do with myself. Would not know.
You wouldn't have no questions to ask no more.
Yeah, I'd probably have an existential crisis like he did.
you'd have a question depression.
Yes,
I'm having a question depression. So yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it the 29th of June.
Okay,
that'll be perfect. It's a 5 week month of June, people. So we'll do it that fifth week or at the end of the month of June. So you'll get our top. What do we do? 3 or 5? I forgot.
I think it's 3.
Yeah, we'll do our top 3 of the year so far. That Damn, once again three. That we've had on the fucking show. I just want to reiterate that shit. I still get fucking questions about that. It's like, god damn, please. Like, how do you make it all the way through the end of the show and still going, man, but JB didn't put that Heaven Hill on there, whatever. Bitch, I didn't review that shit on the show, okay? So, didn't fucking
doesn't
have
count.
It. He didn't talk about the Russell Reserve 15. Bitch, I didn't review that on the show. So, on the goddamn show, I only make myself clear so many fucking times on it. ask me fucking questions. You better get the fuck out of my way and make an ignition remix to ignition. Anyway, it's Cody. Your research, that you did it pay off?
Yes, we're about to find out. So I synced out. This is the tequila 100% agave azul El Ateo.
Oh, I love El Ateo.
It's my first time, my first crack at it. Never had this before. This is a state bottle, small batch. It's the Renejo coming in at 40% alcohol. Right off the bat, man, this presentation is top fucking notch. This is a gorgeous decanter.
It looks very like a brandy. Nice. Like a brandy decanter. Cork.
Yep, synthetic cork. Got the little medallion right there. French oak barrels. And tequila we trust. I'd say on the other side right there. Beautiful, gorgeous bottle. Actually, one of the, it might be one of the nicest bottles I've acquired or seen this year. For sure. This is fucking gorgeous.
I'm not gonna lie, my memory is fucked up this year.
Yeah.
I don't remember what you had this year. So as far as I'm concerned, it might be pretty.
Yeah. Gorgeous color too.
Might be
copper undertones.
It looks like a brandy decanter.
It does actually really does.
Looks like something really you get like for a brandy in the cognac section area and stuff. El Ateo though is a little older distillery and really good solid stuff that they make out of there. We don't talk about it a lot. It kind of reminds me of El Tesoro, although El Tesoro is a little bit more, way more popular than El Ateo. this one's like really, you know, you got to be a tequila head in order to get into it. I tasted them at a few of the events and stuff like that. Really solid juice that they produce over there. I forgot what NOM is they from, by the way, Cody. Should be on the back of that bottle. Or maybe the front.
1635.
I think
1635.
Let me look up what they produce over there. NOM 1635.
Tequila. Those got some heat. It was only 40%, but man, it's the ethanol notes.
Oh, that's the only thing. Higher, but that's the only thing they produce at NOM 1635 is LTO.
That's it. Oh wow. Yeah. Okay, so they got the whole NOM to themselves. Nice.
That's interesting. I thought I've heard that NOM before though, but okay. Google don't lie to me.
Google don't lie.
Yeah, Google wouldn't lie to me. Like,
Google don't lie.
Google would not lie to me or whatever. Shit. Like that's real shit right there. We go back. Well, Cody sniffs his. I bought a little miniature of Don Fulano Anejo for like $7.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Always reliable.
I got to tell you, I poured a lot into that glass or whatever shit still, and it's like still some left in this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, damn. Yeah.
It's like two glasses right there, basically.
Yeah, it really is. It's like, two and a half, yeah. I haven't done a mini in so long. It's like, is that standard? It's
like, that supposed to be that way? I think it actually might be. I think that's pretty much the mini.
Yeah, it's 50 ml.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
It straight up is two glasses, though. Damn.
Yeah, two glasses.
Wow.
Yep, fresh cooked agave. This is pretty straightforward nose. I've got a lot of that ethanol character, too. A little bit of cinnamon.
We should have a mini month.
Actually, that'd be kind of fun.
Who could find the better minis?
Now that I inhale deeper, I'm getting a lot more of that wood character, actually.
A little bit of that barrel influence then.
Yeah, yep, exactly. And they really advertised that barrel influence on the bottle in the description, too. So I'm assuming that's the palate's going to be pretty oaky wood. I'm assuming that. We'll see.
French oak, was it?
That's what they said, French oak. Okay, yep, French oak barrels.
Yeah. I had something the other day. It was the Four Roses 2024 limited edition. That shit was super fucking woody, dude. I didn't like that at all.
No, it was like too woody.
Too fucking woody. Like, and not Toy Story woody neither. I like that motherfucker. I like him. He's a cool motherfucker. But that I didn't like that at all. I was like,
It's like biting at a bark.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Like, it's funny because I'm finally getting to try some of those 2020 edition Four Roses limited editions. And man, they really just dropped off. I feel like 2019 was the best one. Out of not the best one out of all time, whatever, but like the last really good one. 2020 was okay. 2022, you can kind of tell it was kind of falling off a little bit. Then 2023 is like, yeah, it's all right. And then 2024, I was like, yeah, this is shit. I haven't opened 2025 yet. But I hear this kind of gets it back on track. So,
okay, hopefully.
They need to lower that fucking price then. Well, I shouldn't say they should lower that price. You go to the distillery, the price is fucking cheap as shit. Like Cody would buy four of the goddamn things, whatever. Goddamn distillery. I mean, the secondary market, though, just fucks it up.
Fuck everything up. Yeah, am I crazy about this nose?
It's an Anejo. What do you expect? No, I hate to say that.
But yeah, there are notes that I like, mm-hmm. But I think that it's buried a little too much underneath the ethanol character.
Yeah.
It's a bit too alcoholic for my preferred nose.
It's more ethanol though than the G4 Anejo though, right?
Yeah. I'm getting that nose at 1.5.
Yeah.
Not crazy about it. But I'm going for the palate, so we'll see. That switches things up.
Their Blanco is really good. You'd like that Blanco. The Anejo, we're about to see. You took a big ass sip, too. God damn, dude. You was thirsty.
Actually, it kind of was, not going to lie.
That was a really big sip. I was like, shit. Yeah, you probably going to feel that. Yeah. You're going to feel that probably.
Man, I guess this is just a thing with me and Anejos, man. If it's not like aged in like some crazy ass barrel or blended in some crazy ass way or has some crazy ass additive, I really don't fuck with it too much.
If Sergio Cruz didn't make it, then
that first initial sip, like it's not terrible.
Whatever. It's just whatever. It ranges in that G4 range or whatever. It's like, how much was that? By the way,
it's like $80 was the bottle.
Yeah. That loses a point. That's a whole point. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that to my true tequila heads out there, is that like price point of Anejos? Because I feel like I've seen way cheaper for some, but you know.
Yeah, I'm just like a kind of a slight pepperiness. You get a little bit of the cinnamon. But I'm also kind of getting this slight medicinal notes, also coupled with a little bit of bitterness.
NyQuil.
Kinda.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Terrible.
Robitussin. Robitussin taste.
Yeah, I like those mixes all the time. Yeah, Robitussin.
Yeah, Robitussin.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man.
You know what I mean, you want to sit on it and let me go?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I like their Blanco, but that's about it. Yeah. Well, to give Cody a little break to let him sit on that for a little bit as he sips that more or whatever, I pour it the Don Fulano Anejo. Got a miniature version, 50 ml. It got it for $7. I don't know how much the bigger bottle is. I think it's like, I think Cody's bought it before. What was it, like $60 or something like that?
Something like that, 60, 70.
Yeah. Cody is the unannounced king of Fulano, although he's probably on Prince level now because he don't really fuck with them like that much anymore. Like when he first got into tequila, that was his go-to. Crave, if you will. Now he's kind of like, yeah, I've had better shit. I think he still likes the high proof the most, though, out of all of them, if I'm not mistaken. But
I would say so, yeah.
I think it's the Forte. You know, as we've always said, and tequila people always give me shit about it because I always say, you can't fuck up a high proof. And they go like, oh, but when you do, it's like, it's awful. I'm like, well, I hope I never try that motherfucker then.
Yeah, I haven't tried a bad one yet.
I've heard there is a bad one. They wouldn't tell me what it is. They was like, we're going to let you find out on your podcast. And I was just like,
maybe we'll find out.
I was like, hopefully I don't want to. Yeah, hopefully I won't because I got a really high reputation on high proofs. They're fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, man.
Great juice.
Yeah, like cream for me.
Yeah, that's just the ultimate of, if you're an alcoholic, the ultimate of tequila for you. A high proof Blanco right there.
Oh, man, you got me wanting a high proof Blanco right now. Damn.
Oh, you just can't go wrong with it, dude. You can do so much with it, too. So much versatility. So much versatility and whatever and shit. But anyway, so this one was selected in mature agave, aged in French oak cask. So let's go ahead and try. I haven't had Don Filano and Nejo in so goddamn long, dude.
Yeah, I think I myself.
I told Cody, I think it was last year at one of the tequila events, I had the extra Nejo Don Filano in the blue bottle, the old little square one. Oh my God. Oh. And then I had the Blanco from I forgot what year I told you that was. What was that, 2018, 16 or something like that?
Something like that. Yeah, yeah.
It was some older year. They whipped that bad boy out. I said, oh my God, that shit was phenomenal. Don Filano is really good. It is really affordable. It's cheap. Great price. It's a good starter if you wanted to get into tequila too. I think it just feels like a lot of the brand. You know what's funny enough? A lot of the brands we try on this show that we ended up loving. Now I think, like, you know, 4 years later, looking into it, going like, yeah, it's a good starter. Something like you, I was starting. Now I look back at it and go like, I still like it, you know. And if I gave this a last drop back when we first started tequila, maybe back in 2022 or whatever and shit. Mm-hmm. Now I look at it and go like, all right, hindsight 2020 in comparison or whatever. This is like a three, you know, more of that. So I'm starting to feel that way, kind of G4.
Yes. Yeah, G4 is a perfect example of that.
Where we were just over the fucking moon.
Head over hills.
Stuff. Yep. Yeah. And I still am to their special releases. Special releases, I think they are just incredible. The regular shit, though, you know what? I could live without it.
Yeah, if it ain't the high-proof varieties or the Madeira cast stuff, skip.
And you know we're not bullshitting when we talk about the high proof, because we literally just did it, this one. Well, we didn't do this one. We did the XM one, like, what, back in October, was it? I forgot when we did high proof month.
Yeah, September, October, I forgot.
One of those months, whatever and shit. And we was ready to kind of shit on it, but then we both gave it last drop. So we ended up loving it. So their special releases, they're really good, but I just feel like that regular lineup is definitely the starter kit of getting an entry-level tequila.
Man, they were like, before they got sold out and all that shit, they were like stone back in the day. Like, their regular releases, oh, it was all right, but their special releases, oh, shit. Hell yeah.
You know, it's funny you said Bankers. Stone. I was thinking of like Sierra Nevada and shit too as well. So
yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's a good comparison too.
Got their special releases, because I know you still get their, was it the November release they do?
Celebration? Yeah, man. Yeah. My favorite beers of all time, Little Beer.
And look, shit, that extra Añejo, that 7-year-old, that was my fucking pour of the year, 2 years ago, I think? So, shit, yeah. So, I have that. Look, that bottle made me spend $500 on the fucking bottle. So, they make great shit. Don Filano, I feel, is in that category, too. Just like a lot of these brands, I feel like that lineup, if I was to tell someone to get it, I think they would enjoy it. I think there's a lot to offer. I think some people would even love it. I think now I'm kind of at a point now. You know, another brand that I feel like is getting in that too is Ocho. I like Ocho a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
That regular lineup, I kind of, you know.
Yeah. They're becoming kind of, of that ilk as well. That's
true. Yeah. Because I don't know if it's because all these companies do so many special releases and shit now, where the special releases kind of just. Ocho is really fucking dropping them now, because I don't know if you see. You could find like a barrel proof Añejo or a barrel proof Reposado and shit. They got them for like $80, $70. Yeah, you can find them
I did
shit.
See that.
I got both. I got the barrel proof Añejo and barrel proof Reposado and shit. And I haven't even opened them yet. So, but I've had them. So I know they're really good and shit. So, but yeah, when I see the regular lineup, I just go like, eh. But as Cody will tell you, that Plata.
Oh, man.
Oh, he loves it. Same as the Fuerte here or whatever. So, you know. Those were Cody's two go-tos, whatever, at the time, those brands, Don Filano and Ocho. So I'm giving a lot of backstory here, but I'll go ahead and get into the nose here.
All right. I'm glad I let this open up a little bit. It's actually getting better.
Yeah.
I'm my mind is too much.
I kind of figured it would open up for you.
You definitely have to let this open up.
Yeah.
In like 10, 15 minutes for sure.
This had a little bit more sweetness on it, too.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit more vanilla right now. I'm digging it.
I get a lot of fucking vanilla on this. It's vanilla, caramel, sweet. There's like this orange peel, kind of like a tea note too as well on there. You get that floral note on there as well too. The nose is complex. Noh's got a lot going for it. You know, I mean, it's got, you know, the typical what Añejo has, Añejo notes on there. Typical tequila notes, if you will, if you get that floral essence as well, too. There's like a hint of honey in there as well, too. You can kind of tell it's like a little silky, silky smooth, if you will. Get into the sip now. We're going to let Cody get back. I let it swirl around the tongue first. That honey and tea notes is the first thing that kicks to me or whatever. Very, very sweet on the front end, but back end's got that little bit of spice too, a little peppery, a little scent there. How's that feeling for you over there, Cody?
This has definitely picked up. It hasn't like gotten astronomically better, but it has gotten better. I think it's still just, I think the ceiling for this is just okay. Whereas before I wasn't really liking it at all. Really, I was like, it's kind of bad actually. They're like, okay, you know, there's some good notes in here. The ethanol notes are kind of dialing back a little bit. I'm getting less of that medicinal note as well, less of that robitussin action. And like the vanilla is starting to shine a little bit more, the barrel character.
Can I see that color real quick?
Yeah. Color's nice.
Okay. Very nice. Yeah. Color. Got like a honey glazed, like a little sunrise type thing. Yeah. Okay.
Little gold highlights right there.
Yeah. So it shot from a fuck it to a 1.5 now?
It was like a 1.
Okay.
1.5 at the highest. Right now, I'll probably give this a 2 at the highest. The nose I still don't like at all. And I got a couple in the fact that I pay $80 for this as well. This is not worth $80. Not worth
that loses $80. A point. I'm sorry. Yeah, a whole point.
And I think the palate overall is just okay. So it's very hard to actually rate this properly. I'm really stuck between like a 1.5 and a 2.
Want me to finish mine then before you
give please do. And I'll give you my final thoughts.
People gonna give me shit for this. I'm not crazy about this either though.
Interesting. I haven't had El Toro Añejo in ages.
Don Filano. So
I wonder how, or sorry, Don Filano. El Toro as well. But I'll be curious to see how I feel about those.
It's
point in time.
It's too fucking hard. I'm biased, man. I had too many great Añejos, but they were all like special release type things now. You know, I mean, one we still haven't even reviewed that we talk about a lot on here is that Tequila Ocho Old Fitzgerald or whatever and shit, you know? And
oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm starting to see a few bottles pop up here and there, whatever. Like, people are bringing out their own personal bottles to sell them and shit. So I'm like, oh, man, I might need to grab another one. But, I like the front end. There's that orange peel feel of like, you know, and the honey and the caramel right there. It's not bad. I don't think of it like as an awful thing. I just don't personally enjoy it as much or whatever. Like, it's not really lighting my taste buds on fire with it. I'm kind of in the same range as you on it or whatever. Cause like every time I sip it, I go like, oh, I like that first little hint right there. And then it gets to the back end. I'm kind of like, I really don't care for that orange honeysuckle flavor or whatever and that's going on there. I wish I would have just, I hate to say this because I would have been giving a shit for it because I would have probably been like, oh, it's not that, you know, unique or anything like that. But I was like, I wish I would have just kept the barrel influence, to be honest, with the oak and caramel and vanilla. But that honey and that orange, it's fine. And I wouldn't knock anybody if they enjoyed it or whatever, just for me right now. And it might be just a mood thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Because, you know, I just had like a bunch of higher proof whiskey earlier, so. And now where I'm sipping this, I'm kind of like, it's not really doing anything. Like, it's like a, that's what I'm seeing. It's like an orange peel, honey, a spearmint, like tea is going on in there too, as well in the back end. I'm loving everything it does in the front. The finish is fine too. I don't mind the finish, whatever. It's not long. It's like a little hint of lingering and stuff. It's that middle part of the palate there. I think the nose is way better than yours, obviously, whatever. Like, I would.
Yeah, sound like it.
Like, yeah, the nose is phenomenal. I like the nose a lot. I think it, like, perfectly well balanced of all those notes that it's doing. I just think when I taste it, I'm just not in the mood for that. It's not doing nothing for me right now. So I hate to spite something on that, or like what my mood is, but like it has like this, this maple sweetness, orange peel, honey, tea flavor going on. You know, just think of those kind of notes, not combined as one or whatever, but like think of something like that's just like soothing sweet like that. And I'm kind of not looking for sweet like that right now. If I'm going to get sweet from a barrel influenced thing like this, I kind of want to get more of the barrel notes in. So I guess where Cody was saying less ethanol for him, whatever, I think I'm saying more barrel for me.
Okay. And you know, as you were speaking right now about your four, it's something that's dawned on me about mine. Another big attractor. The finish on this, I do not like. It is just like this hot cinnamon shit going on, like those candies, red hot cinnamon. I don't like that. Not a big fan of that. It almost kind of disguises itself as like alcohol or ethanol kind of character, but no, that's actually the cinnamon.
Like a sweet low type shit.
A little bit.
Yeah, like fake artificial shit going on.
Yeah.
You shouldn't think about that on additive free because that's a bad bad sign, bro. That's bad.
I really don't dig this finish at all. Like the palate is whatever, beginning, whatever. Finish is not good.
It's very rare that me and Cody when we review together, that we swip swap before we give ratings and shit. So I guess
fun, actually. I like this.
I do too as well. I think we should probably do more of that when we do mix and match tequila weeks.
I think so.
Like that because there is a little bit additional help from Cody too, because I can kind of, I feel like I'm getting the opposite of his.
I do like this finish. Yeah, I keep this motherfucking.
Was that your ring? Did you just give a ring?
No, that's just a ring for the finish.
Okay.
No.
So break your ratings down. You went from the nose was a what did you give the nose? It was a 1.5, you said?
1.5, yeah.
Okay.
Pilot 1.5.
Yeah.
Finish, keep this motherfucker.
Oh, price point? What are you giving
him? Keep this motherfucker. Yeah. I think it's tough, dude. I think it averages out to like a 1.
I think average to a highest. Fuck it, maybe.
maybe a 0.5 or yeah, yeah, I don't know.
What about you?
Maybe I'm just trying to be too positive. I think I'm just trying to be too nice with this, honestly.
Probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm realizing the more I talk about it and think about it.
Justifying your $80, that's why.
yeah, that's probably what I'm trying to do subconsciously. I think this probably is a fucking man. Because I'm not going to revisit this later. I have no intention of doing so. Probably another... cooking tequila. I fucking wasted $80 on. That's fine. Whatever.
I love that. Cody,
the only good part about this is I only bought two this month. So that's like the only bright spot, I guess.
You know, I wish I would have texted you earlier and just like, Cody, just get a mini.
You know what? I was just lazy because I was just got some shit online. I was like, fuck it. I didn't really have minis for delivery. So I was like, fuck it. Whatever.
I wouldn't have thought of it if I would have never seen it, to be honest. Yeah. I probably would have bought a fucking full size.
And I really did research to see, like, oh, what's the best, like, Añejo brand out there that has, like, really good ratings that is, quote unquote, affordable. I have to, quote unquote, break the bank to get. I was like, oh, that looks good. This looks good. All right. And then try it myself. Like, no, I just don't fuck with Añejos, man. Regular Añejos, regular ass Añejos, don't fuck with them.
You know, Cody could have went the easy route and just got a El Tesoro or anything like that. No,
I was thinking about that.
He went out of his way.
I was thinking about doing a Redux. I was thinking about getting San Matias as well, but I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that. Or those are just extra Añejos, right? Sorry.
They do have a Añejo, I think, too. It's like something like a square bottle, though. It's in that.
Okay, yeah. I should have gotten that because I even had that one.
Yeah, because I recently had their Tahona. Oh shit! That's in one of those square bottles. Oh shit! Yeah, that should have put hair on your chest.
I should have did that. Nah, whatever. Living and learn.
That should have put hair on your chest. By the way, I did have that extra Añejo too as well. The one, the black and gold bottle, that Gold Ranger Power, whatever. Man, I think we might need to do that for extra Añejo month because
we should revisit that. That was one of my firsts.
I have some feelings on that now. It kind of
interesting.
Yeah, it kind of. I tell you, I'm bougie now. Mosquito bougie now.
Interesting.
I was like,
yeah, I'd love to revisit that. Those are cheap. So
yeah, $36. Yeah. Or the bank, whatever. Shit. Yeah, I mean, shit.
Okay. Let's do that. Let's do that. Let's do it. Yeah, Sabatillas.
Yeah, because I was like sipping, and I was just like,
Interesting. Okay. Huh.
I don't want to say much or whatever, but I sipped it with the me and the only mix owner had it. We sipped it together and shit, and we kind of looked at each other. And then,
interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And then funny enough, we had this the Ray Soul 10-year actually.
Oh,
and
Lord!
And that was just that didn't help. Yeah,
that's not even fair.
By the way, people, High Proof has it on sale for under $200. I think it's $180. I was like, oh,
damn.
I said, it's like you guys are trying to prevent me from buying the El Tesoro 85th Booker's anniversary bottle because, like, you keep fucking having shit that I want on sale. And I saw that and I just said, oh my God. I stared the fuck out of it. And then the asshole store clerk came up to me, dude. He was just like, oh, by the way, he was like, do you like Fuente Seca? I was like, I fucking love Fuente Seca. I said, their extra añejos are mind-blowingly good. I said, that five-year-old, oh, perfection, right? He said, did you have the 2020 Blanco that just released? He said, we got it for $100. I said, I've had that Blanco, and I will suck that Blanco's dick, by the way.
Yeah.
He was like, it's a pretty fucking good Blanco. I said, it's really fucking good Blanco, dude. I said, get that bottle. I said, it's like you guys don't want me to buy and I'm trying to, like, I keep saying every time I buy something here, I'm be like, that bottle's next right there. And then you motherfuckers tell me, oh, we got a sale on another bottle you want or whatever. And I was like, and that song pops in my head. Down, 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 down. Do you love me? Damn, 180. I stared at that shit for 5 minutes. I was just like,
damn. Man, I'm glad you told me that because I might. That's a great price, man.
That's a fucking great price. That's a really fucking great price, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Hold on. The five-year-old Añejo is 180, and the extra Añejo is 215 or something like that. The 10-year-old extra Añejo that they released. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I should have just bought that fucking Añejo. That would have been better than any fucking Añejo.
Even then, that's not for that.
Yeah.
A 10-year-old, you don't see those. You rarely see extra Añejos.
By the way, I just told you I bought fucking G4, what was it, 7-year-old for fucking $500 goddamn dollars, whatever and shit. That's a 10-year-old for under $250. It's like, and it's a barrel pick too at that. And we had one. And
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
I love the look on the Only Mix owner's face when he fucking sipped it. He said, oh shit. Oh, what is that doing? Oh, he was like, oh. I said, pour your fucking juice in that shit. Better wake your ass up, huh? He was just like, yeah. He's like, I think I'm done for the night now. By the way, shout out to him and his lovely wife, whatever. They're having a baby.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. They have a little Only Mix baby coming out.
The Only Mix. The only baby. Or not.
The only baby. Well, yeah. Only twin. The only baby, yeah. But yeah, shout out to them. Would you give it? Did you rate it, by the way?
Yeah, I think a fuck it is appropriate for this.
Yeah. I think that price point is what gives it a fuck it, to be honest. It's like, if you would have gave it $60, I probably would have been like, you can give it a one, Cody.
Yeah, that $80, nah, I can't do that. I can't.
With tax, it probably was like 87, huh? 89?
It was like 80. Or five, something like that. I forgot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where'd you get it at?
Total Wine.
Yeah.
It was just got in a pinch. I was like, fuck it.
Total Wine don't give out them coupons no more. No. It really fell off, huh? They don't do shit for us no more. Huh? It's like, remember back in the day when they used to have them $10 coupons shit and it took that tax rate off? You'd be like, all right, cool. They don't give you shit no more.
Not anymore. Nope.
Oh, you bastards.
You really are.
Love that the motherfucker asking for the coupon, calling them the cheap bastards. Once again, I'm about to pour the rest of this because I'm about to throw this bottle away. I don't want this shit lingering on my desk because why?
Yeah, like, pick up space, declutter. Yeah,
just why? It's a fucking miniature. Imagine saving a mini. It's like, what the fuck wrong?
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's just super weird. I don't hate this. I know I was probably like, you know, railing on it a little bit. My railing was more of just my tasting notes right now. Just my palate is just
like, it's not really hate. It's, in my estimation, it's more like annoyance. Like, I could be drinking some other good shit right now.
You know the fucked up part about it, Cody?
My time, my liver on this fucking thing. Yeah,
because I look to my left over here, as you just saw, I grabbed that four rows. There's other shit right there. Like, if I want to, there's bourbon and tequila in that show. And you know the first thing I'm looking at right now, Cody, and this is going to really change your rating, I guess, it's the Paradiso sitting right there.
Lord.
It's just sitting right there. You know what it's sitting right by, Cody?
Man. You want to talk about...
It's sitting right next to a Stag Junior. I mean, it's just sitting Jesus there, too. Christ. There's a Fortaleza of Steel Strength right behind it. The there's a Parker's Heritage Rye right there.
Come on, man.
Weller CYPB. Colonel Taylor Barrel Proof right there.
What are we talking about here?
That four... come on. And then I look at the desk here or whatever shit, and I'm just going like... That fucking El Tesoro Yamazaki cast is right there.
Come on, man.
That G4 Blanco High Proof. The fucking Lost Lore. Even Lost Lore Mixto. I'm even putting that on there. It's a fucking Mixto, Cody. Like, it's like, but we had it. What'd you get at Mixto, Cody? Like, but that Mixto was good, wasn't it? That Mixto was good, okay?
That shit. Yeah. Yeah, for what it was. Yes. That's my last drop. Yeah.
Yeah. For $25, Cody.
Yeah.
That right there, that mixed up.
That's a part of like Puro Potro.
Yeah. That Blanco. I remember the look on Cody's face when he sipped that first. And he looked, he said, oh my God. I said, that's for mixing, by the way. That's not even for drinking straight.
Mm-mm.
That's the mix that shit. It's literally called Mixto. And that's last drop.
Now Lost Lore is one of those brands. They're at a level. We're not talking like El Tesoro and G4 or like, oh, this is like a start. No, a Lost Lore.
Yeah, you got to be
a tequila nerd.
Yeah. I can't just push you into Lost Lore.
Like you said, that's their mixer we're referring to.
That's their mixer. This shit.
That's crazy.
This is good shit right here. I made mom's only mixed margarita with this over the Lalo. She said, oh, this tastes better.
Yeah.
She said, this tastes better. I was just like, yeah. I was like, oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
100%. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm just surrounded by better shit, and I hate to do that, but every time I look to my right, look to my left.
Because that was my immediate thought, dude. After we had done wrapping this up, I'm going to give me a palate cleanser. Give me some good shit, because damn, that's what I need right now.
I'm thinking the same thing, dude. I was like, man, I think after this, I'm going to drink something even better. Like, I want to enjoy, like, oh, man. Because we were just talking about high-proof blonde. I was like, I might pour me some of that high-proof Blanco right here.
I might pour me some of that Paradiso right now.
Oh shit!
I might do that.
That's a sexy bitch right there. That bitch.
That juice.
We had that this year, right? I don't remember.
Yes, we did.
Okay, take that juice right there. El Tesoro. Oh my god. So unlike El Tesoro month, this month has been like you know, falling shit flat on his ass. You know, and I gave something the last drop on here, and I don't even, you know. That was good, but other than that, it's been, you know, mediocre. But Don Filano, I get more of this butterscotch note on there. I like that. I'm just, right now, it's not just fully hitting me as a way I want it to. I don't know. It's just like, I don't think if I gave this to a non-tequila drinker, it would be like, oh, shit, I got to switch tequila now, you know? I think it goes down easy. I hate to say the word smooth. You know, it's nice and smooth, easy to sip on. I fucking hate that word now when drinking. It's smooth to drink on. Yeah, every goddamn thing is, really, if it ain't fucking high proof or whatever. Like, you know, the agave is a little cooked. It's not toasty at all. You know what? It's just like kind of like background noise. Like, you know, just you just there. Got TV on or whatever. I like that more. I sip on it now, though. That peppery note is kind of being more defiant in the finish area. It's starting to stick out a little bit more. So I kind of like that. Adding a little extra layer to it. Because before, it was just like a little butterscotch sweetness and stuff. But that pepper note is actually adding a little bit more. So I'm going to give it like half a point more just because of that. Because I like that that's coming through more fluently now. But yeah, I kind of see this as the COVID era where I was playing video games and having a drink or whatever and shit, but I wasn't really paying attention to the drink I had on the notes and stuff. Like, I was just drinking it, you know? This just comes off to me as an everydayer, you know? I had the Zumbador last week, and that was an everydayer, but Zumbador is only fucking $30. So, like, you know, you spend $30 on an everydayer, W, right? You know?
Yeah.
Fucking W. I spent $60 on this, I'd be kind of like, I don't know about that. I don't want to spend it because, like, Cody always says, I could take that $6 and put another $100 to that and go get that goddamn Ray Soul. So, you know, it's like,
yeah, exactly.
Now, I didn't pay that. I got a mini, so I paid $7. So I'm not hurting the bank at all. So I don't feel it. But, you know, I would just say start there. Get the miniatures first. They got the Blanco Repo Ananejo. And if you like the minis and get yourself a full bottle, I think this is why I kind of backed off Don Filano a little bit, you know, because they just kind of came off to me as an everydayer brand and or not a brand, but more that lineup, if you will. And I'm not really wanting everydayer brands or lineups, if you will. I want like a little something special. It's only just hard when we do these kind of months, when we're just doing like regular stuff. When we have a regular Reposado month or a regular Blanco month or a regular Añejo month, that's where it gets a little difficult now because most of the bottles we own are like limited release. I mean, all the fucking bottles I just bought this month were all like some special limited release and shit.
Right.
I looked in that cabinet or whatever and shit, and I just said, damn, do I only buy limited special releases and shit? The answer's yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking over here, you know. I'm not that Stag Junior is a fucking limited special release. It's just allocated. But that Paradiso, there's a Fortaleza steel strength there. That's damn near might as well be fucking special release because you can't find these motherfuckers unless you pay like a lot of money for it and shit. So, you know, the Four Roses limited edition over there, the Parker's Heritage and shit. Then we go over here. The G4 was at one point a special release, the high proof Blanco. Now you see that shit everywhere. Shit, that shit, it might as well just be a standard.
It should. It really should be the standard.
It's already on shelves.
Yeah, you just get rid of that base Blanco. It ain't shit. So, yeah.
It really ain't. You should just make the Madeira the base Blanco and just make this the high proof, whatever and shit. I don't know. Why they call it? Yeah, I think they did release it. Both like, oh, they're both our high proof. Like, shut up. Like, just shut up. Have you went back to that Blanco, by the way, that G4?
No. Hell no.
Yes. Yeah, oh. He said, hell no. What the fuck would I do? He's like, are you stupid? Yeah, what kind of question is that? Just, don't be asking me questions like that, Jerry. You know, so, yeah, I'm looking at the cabinet now. Dude, every tequila I have in here is a fucking special release. Even that Casa Macestri, is a Day of the Dead special release. My Yayo bottles are a special release. The G4s are on there special. All the Lost Lords. I don't have any of the regular lineup of the Lost Lords. The Cabals. All that shit. So, the Tequila Ochos. Yeah, everything's a special fucking release in there. So, I see why we drink so well on this show. And, you know, it's hard to put the worst of list is or whatever. Because it's like, yeah, we go for the most dominant shit of anything, whatever. It's so amazing when they taste like shit, as Cody found out 2 weeks ago.
Blow it.
Yeah, that special release didn't do him well. That just further
barrels, man.
Further proves though, like, you know, hey, I mean, we talked about single barrels a lot because I had that G4 one and I was like, ooh, it's all right. It's
yeah,
just, it's like that regular done.
Single barrels of Añejos.
I'm done. I ain't buying any more of that shit.
You know, the funny thing is, I thought about that before we got on this episode, too. I said, oh, my God, are, like, Añejos, like, mezcal? And I was like, they haven't quite lived up to the hatred of mezcals yet that I have.
Close enough for me at this
point. Yeah, I was just like, you know, I was thinking about it. I was like, I just don't want an Añejo, to be honest. Like, but honestly.
The only thing I'm grateful for this month is that it made me realize I will never spend another dime on this shit ever again. No more experimenting.
Except for the Cabal one.
Well, other than that, that's an exception. Otherwise, I'm not fucking with this anymore.
I think for me, I just rather would give the extra $50 and get the extra.
That's pretty much the route I have to go now because this gave me no choice. This month gave me no choice.
I just feel like for me, and I will say, look, I think Reposado's changed my mind last year. I think they did a lot, and even this year they've been doing a lot of things with Reposados that have been mind-blowingly great. Because for me it was just like, hey, Blancos and extra Añejos, those are my go-tos right there. Still are, but I would say I'm actually shocked when I looked at my cabinet how many Reposados I have of like special. I was just like, oh shit, I have a lot of fucking Repos, and not to mention I just pre-ordered three more Reposados at a release, and so I was like,
yeah, no. Velvet Repos are, they came up bad. They came up kind of fast too.
Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere.
Sergio Cruz, we, yeah, I think we
ushered that in.
Yeah. I think we called it Repo Month, but realistically, it was Sergio Cruz month.
Sergio Cruz month.
Yeah, yeah, it was like a lot of lost lower shit and stuff. So it's like, yeah. Yeah, so the more I sip this, it's fine. It just kind of comes off as like a base Añejo, how it should. I give you the notes. All that stuff comes off as base Añejo, butterscotch, the caramel, the vanilla, maybe a little bit of nutmeg here. There's some honey in there for a little bit of sweetness. You'll get that. You'll get those notes in most Añejos. It's just all how they blend in and how it's mashed together and stuff like that. The caramel kind of fades away a little bit more. I get more of the butterscotch vanilla taste in the, more than the caramel and the chocolate stuff. Not as oaky neither. But I don't hate it. It just kind of comes off as... I probably won't think about it again. It's whatever. Right. If I would have paid for the full bottle, I probably would have been a little bit more upset. But I bought a mini, so I'm not upset at all. I wouldn't detract people from buying it if you're getting a tequila. I'd be like, oh, yeah, you should go ahead and fuck with that. Yeah, I think you'd enjoy that. But for me, I'm going to give it a 2.
Okay.
I'm give it a 2.
Very nice.
I think a 2, I couldn't go lower than 2. I'd be like, oh, that'd be a little unfair. It's not bad or whatever. But I think a 2 is like right in the middle, you know, well priced. I think what, 50, 60 bucks, whatever, for an Añejo is a great price. It tastes fine. It's not going to like be egregiously bad or egregiously like awesome or anything. It's not going to blow your mind. It's going to do enough for you though to kind of get an idea of what Añejos are based on, you know? Mm-hmm. So for me, yeah, I just give it a 2. I'm just kind of, I'm just kind of bored by it, to be honest.
Yeah. Añejos are boring as fuck. That is the name of the game this month. Maybe really more sudden.
I know why whiskey drinkers like Añejo, because it reminds them a little bit of whiskey. For me, I don't want that in another spirit. You know, I like when I get notes of it and stuff like that, or a little bit of influence and stuff. But, you know, I come from whiskey. So, like, I want to try something different when I go to a different spirit. It's always nice. I could probably speak for Cody when you get like, oh, I get that beer barrel influence and stuff in another spirit. But it's like, I don't want to be spending $60 more to taste beer.
Fair.
Yeah, I want to taste something of what this agave. And that's why I grown to Blancos more so, because it was the pure nature of what a tequila tastes like.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to cognac, I don't want to taste whiskey, because if that's the case, I just drink whiskey or whatever.
Fucking whiskey. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I like influences and stuff like that, or Bajan in barrels, whatever. But, you know, I get why people like Añejos if they come from a different spirit, where most likely it'd be beer or whiskey, because those are the barrel stuff like that. Usually beer whiskey guys, they love Añejos. But for me, and it sounds like for Cody too, yeah, I just want a little bit something different. I don't want to be trying whiskey in that. And I'm sure Cody doesn't want to try beer in his tequila.
No, not really.
So that's it, people. Yeah, you ain't never lied. This shit makes me want to drink something, though.
Yep. That's the first thing I'm about to do when you hop off this podcast.
You might be right about that Paradiso, though.
Yeah, I think that's the move, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to suck out in that motherfucker.
Yep.
I might, a birthday coming up, I might treat myself to a birthday present and buy a bottle again.
Oh, shit. Why not?
Either that or a Christmas present.
That's some good juice, sir. That juice is exquisite.
How much was it again? It was like 160, right?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, we went half on it. So I think we gave like 80 bucks or whatever. Yeah, 160. Yeah. Yeah, 160 is not bad for an extra nail, 5-year-old. I mean,
that one? No.
Yeah, and we were just talking about the Ray Soul 102. Like, yeah, those are
special. Those are actually, okay, I get it.
Maybe next year people will do like what we believe to be bargain top quality pours like this and the Ray Souls, whatever, and be like, anything under 250 and you can get this kind of quality.
But don't second guess month. The price initially, like, wait a second. Like, hold on.
Because, like,
let me explain.
Because I know I said for the 5-year-old Añejo, Ray Soul is 180. I know some people probably like, what the fuck for an Añejo? But it's like, trust us on this. That's worth it. That money's well worth it.
Oh, yeah.
That bottle is delicious. Okay, that's a fine damn good Añejo or whatever. You spend $40-$50 bucks more for the extra nail, that 10-year?
Ooh, come on, man.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah.
Come on, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, that's a no-brainer right there. $180 for $160 for the Paradiso? Oh, those cognac barrels be hitting, dude. That's crack cocaine right there.
Mm.
Perfect example. That has, like, cognac taste notes on it and stuff like that, but I love the shit out of that. I love the flying so fuck out of that. That is so goddamn good.
That part is ridiculously good.
Mm. Well, I think I know Cody's number one of the June.
So far, yeah.
So far,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, I know there's a tequila event going on right now, whatever. I wasn't going to go to it because I got a wedding to prep for. I got to write a best man speech and shit. But I did hear some new stuff was dropping.
Okay. Very cool.
So we will be on the hunt for those or look for those. Right now, the only hunt though is Cabal. You blue balling us.
Yeah, I don't know. Fucking Anejo.
Just want the fucking Anejo. Hopefully, it's ready by June Tequila Week. That'd be nice.
Would be nice.
That'd be nice or whatever. I'm trying not to get my hopes up too high no more. I'm just trying to say fuck it, to be honest, because I don't want to get my hopes up high hunting this fucking thing. And
yeah, you know how these things turn out. Occasionally.
But ever since Eduardo and them moved to this new NOM, I think everything out of there has been phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's been great.
That steel strength, that Blanco.
Stellar.
That Repo.
Ooh, man. That Repo.
That Pure Protro. All that has just been.
Oh, that shit, dude. That Repo is so fucking good to be a regular release. It's their standard. That is insane.
If that Neho is their regular release,
good lord!
For that, oh my! And K&L, by the way, me and Cody missed it. They had a great fucking sale on that. That $36 mm-hmm. that rep. It was like
that's still the year.
If that, I got it. I put my email on that. That shit comes back in stock. Oh yeah, I'm getting two of those. $36. Yeah, like that is just for a regular repo. Yeah, no brainer. All right, folks, we're gonna get out of here. Cody wants to go enjoy his weekend. And we want to enjoy ours too. This is a Memorial Day episode, so therefore,
mm-hmm.
you got no excuse to blast this in your eardrums while you on that grill cooking that chicken and the ribs and everything.
Yeah, you ain't doing shit on Monday, so
yeah. Celebrate America with us,
America.
Yeah, the last drop, boys. How about that? Yes. So yeah, celebrate your liquor needs, whatever, and don't drink in the Neo that day.
Yeah, don't do that. Well, it's like a special release.
Oh yeah, do that, yeah. So we're gonna get out of here. We're out of an air. It's over. It's done.
Thank you, Galactus. I've never been so happy to have a fucking month over. It's been a minute. I think this is a new mezcal. This really is.
I'll tell you what, there won't be a part two. So
the hell no. One and done.
I think we did say we was gonna do a part two of the high proof Blanco though, right?
Yeah, we could totally do that.
Yeah, I think we said we was gonna do that. That works for me. And yeah. At this point, we can do part two of the repo too, because fuck, there's so many of them.
Good. Yeah, ton of repo, so yeah.
Yeah, but we'll figure that out once we get to extra nails. So next month, people, is June. It's gonna be regular, whatever. You know, for me, it's birthday month, so you know, gonna bring something special and shit. But July is our extra nail month, so I might have to bust out that 16-year-old extra nail, like that fucking Fuego shit I got for $100. Cody? Oh my god, come on now. Shit. A 16-year-old
ultra aged action? Damn.
That might be the coolest extra nail I ever had. I'll tell you this, people, for a spoiler alert, Yoon got a glass of that shit. That motherfucker vanished. I saw him in the darkness in a corner somewhere doing this. I was like, what the fuck? You? I saw him from a distance. He looked like a dude that was selling candy to kids or some shit like that. He was in that corner. Because, like, you know how it wasn't a park, but, man, you know how the parks have the light on the wall and it's beaming down on you and shit? That motherfucker looked like the question in an alleyway and shit, whatever and shit. He was just standing there and shit against the wall. And every time he knows it, I just saw him go, like, he talking to himself and shit, whatever. That's what you do when you get old people, I guess.
I'm delirious.
You just need to be alone, I guess, for saying this shit. Yeah. He didn't even sip it yet, neither. I walked up to him. I was like, you try yet? He was like, no, the fucking nose on this thing. I was just like,
damn.
I was like, god damn. So, yeah. It is mind-blowingly well. It's pretty pricey, too. But when he told me the 175 milliliter, he'll sell for $100, I said, oh, Yeah, I fucking will easily take that. Yeah. I think it's like 400 for it or something like that. Which I know probably, which is crazy. But like then again, you think about it, it's like, oh, a 16-year-old extra nail.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I expect that to be kind of up there. Like if a 10-year-old or a 5 and 7-year-old, most 5 and 7-year-old extra nails are like in the 200 range, 250 range, whatever. So a 16-year-old, yeah.
16-year-old?
Yeah.
Kind of makes sense. Yeah.
Kind of fucking crazy, whatever. Fuego, though, veteran-based company as well, too. Great fucking guy. Owner there is amazing. Can't wait to talk more about that because that shit was just like I was sitting there. I was like, yeah, I think it's gonna wrap the night up. I was like, yeah, don't need to drink no more of that. But it's so crazy that a new company would come out that with that too. Like we haven't touched the ground with
That is kind of crazy.
Like higher than 10 or whatever and shit. It tells you he fucking took his goddamn time with that and shit.
Yeah.
And the decanter of it is beautiful as well too. So, but delicious as fuck. But we already know we're going to do probably the San Matias extra scenario. What got us barrel drinking people or whatever into tequila. Probably going to do that probably like the third week or whatever and stuff like that. But then, you know, we have extra añejo month. So stay tuned. I'm excited about that month. I look forward to that month.
I think it's going to make up for this for sure.
Yeah. What a way to kick off getting out of your best of so far. You started off with extra añejo month because we always say that first year, half part of the year is a pretty solid usually. That second part though,
that second half,
and I think July now is gonna be where we always do something kind of crazy like extra añejo month, because like if we're doing our best of halfway through the year at end of June usually, I think that July now it's like you got to come with it, you know. So or as Kendrick Lamar would say, sometimes you got to pop out and show them. So I think that's what July is going to be. So next July, we got to come up with something just as fucking crazy or whatever and shit. That might be high proof month part 3.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or maybe extra añejo month part 2. Who knows? Or, yeah. You know, hey, okay. So, yeah. Maybe we'll do a high proof month part 2 October for Cody's birthday month.
Oh, say less, sir.
Do something a little special for Cody real quick there. Yeah.
Say less.
I checked the calendar, make sure we didn't have something already special for that month. So, but yeah, we're going to get out of here now, folks. I'm your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.